Stop Punishing Yourself, the only podcast that teaches neurodivergent Alaskans prone to anxiety and depression how to stop feeling like victims to their brains and start feeling empowered by them. I'm your host and neurospicy life coach, Alicia Turner, and I promise to take you from codependent and insecure to independent and unstoppable using the spiritual art and science of coaching. If you're ready to fully reverse the harmful wiring that's living rent-free all up in your brain, then let's get started. Hello, my fellow earthlings. What it do? I am going to be going on a trip to Reno and LA with Steven, where my dad lives in Reno, and we're going to visit him for a few days, and then we're going to go to LA. And I really haven't been to Disneyland. I don't really count it because I was like five. So Steven's obsessed with all the Disney things and parks, and he's a director and a filmmaker. So LA is his bread and butter Hollywood life dreams, and we're going to go do all the things there, and it's going to be fun. And I'm a little worried ahead of time about my feet hurting going to like parks all day and crowds, and my introverted self is like, ee! But also it's going to be beautiful and amazing and exciting and thrilling. And so that's going to be really fun. Today, I want to talk with you about thought errors. First, I want to ask you a question. What do you think is in the way in between you and everything you want? Because as a coach, I'm going to tell you what you're thinking is in between you and what you want is probably inaccurate, incorrect, or at least heavily flawed. So let's talk about it. This is one of those things that kept me up the other night where I had to like write a note on my bedside table in the darkness because I was like, I cannot sleep until I get this out of my head. So I wrote a little note, and the note said thought errors and time. And so here's what Alicia's sleepy brain was thinking. What you think is in between you and what you want is time, right? It'll take lots of time to get there. Right? That's one of the main ones. It's also struggle, stress, sacrifice. That plays a big part of what you think it takes to get what you want. You think, it's going to take so long and I'm going to be so stressed and it's going to require so much sacrifice and I'm going to suffer. And that illusion, that thought error keeps people from having what they want. Period. End of podcast. See you next week. Like that lie keeps people in places they don't want to be, unhappy, a little pissed off, a little blamey on everyone around them. Like, why aren't you making my life better? I'm so miserable. It's not their job. That's why. They're not even better, right? So don't make them do that for you too, okay? So another one that's in between what you want and what you think it will take to get there is like scarcity. Like, I don't have enough. I'm not enough to have what I want. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough status, right? I don't have enough education. So let's look at all of these. The time, the stress, struggle, sacrifice, and the scarcity. What's actually happening and what's actually in between where you are now and what you want? It's all thought errors, baby. It's all sentences in your brain that are wounds from your childhood that are blocking you from what you want being easy, accessible, and available to you now. This I have learned the long, hard, grueling way on my own. And then I continue to relearn it as I go after new things I want every time. So I learned this on my own when I did just some simple self-help, self-awareness exercises before I ever hired my first coach. And I saw that all the thoughts I was thinking about what I wanted kept me from being available for it, right? Like I kept telling myself, I want a partner now, right? I want a partner now that is, you know, respectful and likes the same things I do and wants to have deep conversations and wants to connect. But then when I looked and I gained some self-awareness about what I was thinking about what it would take to get there, I had all these thought errors. Well, no one out there like that exists. Men suck. There's no such thing as a self-aware man that like is respectful to women. They don't exist, which is just so silly to me now because, you know, I'm drawing from my wound that I had perceived that like, anyway, we won't go there. But I'm drawing from all of these blockages that are stopping me from being available, being like a vibrational match to a partner that is that. And another thing is I hadn't become that for myself, right? I hadn't become the respectful person to myself. I hadn't become the person who was having deep conversations with myself. So how was I going to go out and find someone and say, hey, deep conversations, question mark, when I don't even have any practice of doing that with me first, right? And this is the key to our beautiful goals is they raise us up. They level up the bar and they say, meet me here. Get rid of all this junk, all of these thought errors in the way. And then there it is. It's easy. So let me define thought error. A thought error is a sentence in your brain that you believe that is based on lies, right? And it becomes such an error because it's creating the opposite of what you want. That's what makes it an error. It's a thought you believe that you're not aware that's like an optional thought you can stop believing or change around and shift. And it's keeping you from what you want. It's creating the opposite result of what you'd really like to be happening. And so we have several thought errors, and that's all that's in between us and what we want. It's not time. It's not blood sacrifice, right? It's not 10 years of struggle and suffering. I promise you it's not. It's just finding these thought errors and getting the help to undo them, to work through them, to build the awareness you need to be available for what you want. Because I promise the problem isn't that you can't have what you want. It's that you're not available to it and you don't realize it. And there's always this like level of entitlement that we're socialized with that like, I don't know if it's like a brain thing or socialization thing, honestly, but we have this like delusion like, oh, I should just get what I want and it should be easy and I shouldn't have to do anything to change myself to have it. It should just fall into my lap and it's not. And oh no, I'm so helpless. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I mean, I don't mean to sound too judgy there. I'm really drawing from who I was being all those years ago. That is really what my experience was. I had this entitlement to results I wanted that I hadn't done anything to create for myself. Right? I hadn't done work. I hadn't invested in figuring it out. I was just like, I expect it now. It's not here. And so I'm going to complain. And that's a very gross, unhappy place to be living. And so I decided, oh, you got to do something about it. You got to find the thought errors. You got to work through them. You got to become available to it. And that takes a lot of discomfort. It creates a lot of cognitive dissonance. It creates a lot of tedious work, time where, and I don't mean like time, like in the sense of your brain thinking, oh, it's going to take 50 years to build an empire, right? I mean, time to write down answers to questions on paper and build awareness for yourself. And really, quantifiably, that's like an hour a week, which isn't much to sacrifice. But because we're so reversed and backwards about this, we have like, what's the word I'm thinking of? We have views of what it will require that are so distorted that they keep us from ever starting, right? We're like, oh, so much sacrifice. And we're really thinking like blood oath, cross type of shit, when really it's an hour of sitting on your butt and putting pen to paper. It's not that bad, but the brain is throwing a hissy fit about it and is like, oh, I want it faster though. It's like, well, you got to be willing to do that work, right? And then it comes faster than you could even imagine. Here's my favorite thing about the brain is we overestimate what we can do in the short term and we grossly underestimate what we can do in the long term. So here's how that plays out. We will like, let's use a week example. Like a one long week, we'll be like, okay, I'm going to work out three times every day. I'm going to meditate for an hour every day. I'm going to do my full-time job. I'm also going to become a whole new person who wakes up and journals. And then I'm going to change how I parent tomorrow. And I'm going to start walking the dog, even though I haven't walked the dog in 6 years. And I'm going to do all this thing in 1 week. And then our goals for 1 year is like, be a little happier. You know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. And so what happens with that 1 week goal, we fail miserably the first day because we've overestimated what we can actually do. And then we quit. And then that long-term momentum and that long-term ability to create so much in 1 year, we don't even go for it because we want that instant now or never hit of dopamine. And if we can get it from social media and food and distractions and alcohol, then of course we're not going to delay that gratification and actually go after what it would require in the long run. And so this was the best thing I've ever heard, because for so long I was in that cycle of overestimating short term, underestimating long term, and I'd get to a new year and be like, damn, still didn't get anywhere. Still just shamed and shit on myself for not doing enough every week, but then never actually took one step forward. And then I realized, oh, do less in the short term and set more goals for the long term. So I realized, okay, this is going to take, let's give this a year to figure out one thing, right? Not 40 things overnight and do it perfectly, but one thing this year. Let's give myself that like long-term thing. And what ends up happening is when you extend out that timeline, guess what? You're getting good at it in like 3 months. And then you can be like, okay, then what's my next thing I can add in? I'll give that the rest of the year. And then what happens, because you're more expansive and you're not shaming yourself and you're not lying to yourself about, you know, what it should look like and what you should accomplish in one day, it all becomes easier and that time collapses. And then you get to the end of the year and you're like, whoa, I had so much growth this year. And my expectation was just this one thing. And I did like 10 things. It's the most magical experience. So be aware of that. Be aware of that. Your brain is overestimating what you can do in 1 year and underestimating what you can do in the next 10 years. I think about this all the time. So for like what I'm experiencing right now, I overestimated how soon I could like stay full time in my business, right? Because I was in that short term perfectionism, like got to get there fast. A part of me was like, oh, you still got to prove your worth this way. You'll be more worthy here, which, you know, I've done that work. I've looked at that lie and I've been like, oh shit, there's a thought error. That's a thought error. And so but I've also probably underestimated where I'll be in 5 years, right? Because now I'm like, okay, take one step back. Let's get back to, you know, baby steps. And so now I'm probably thinking like, well, now it's going to take me forever to get this one thing. And I'm immediately back to underestimating what I can do in the next 5 years. But that also kind of excites me because I get to set a goal and I get to manage my mind about it. Again, the goal owes us nothing. We aren't entitled to the goals we set. We're entitled to managing our emotions about it and our willingness to feel that negative emotion and our willingness to fail on our way there many, many times. So, to wrap up, what is in between you and everything you want is not this uphill struggle, battle, stress, pain, sacrifice, and 100 years of suffering. It's just thought errors. And learning about thought errors, like I'll be more worthy when I get there, or something's wrong with me, I can't do that, right? It's just a simple matter of coaching them, of having a third party witness you and help you undo them. Because on our own, our brain does not want to hear the truth. It wants to hang on to these thought errors for protection, for safety and comfort. But what is actually creating for you is discomfort, dissatisfaction, and pain. So it makes more sense to work on letting them go and getting the help to do that and letting someone guide your brain out of that pain into more freedom, into accomplishing more in the short term and the long term. So you can have both. So you are taking one step forward. So you are blowing your mind in the sense that you're like, I'm not going to wake up and expect the world of me tomorrow. I'm just going to expect one tiny thing. And then you look back over 1 year of just doing that, and you're literally amazed and in awe of what you created. And all you did to get there, you didn't stress, you didn't beat yourself up, you didn't sacrifice your kidney. You just tackled thought errors. That's all that's between you and everything you want. And I hope I'm making it sound very simple, very accessible to you, and very, very, you very much so deserve what you want. Not a lot of people say that. Last week's episode, I talked about being unrealistic. A lot of people around you might be realistic, and they might be telling you like, I wouldn't go after that. Good luck if you got some people like that around you. Come get someone around you that's going to say, yes, you can do that. That's available. Let's fucking do this. Let's blow your mind. Get around that crowd, baby. All right. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening, buddy. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, you have to come check out my one-on-one coaching program. It's 24 weeks of me and you, where I take all the guesswork out of your self-awareness journey. I'm just going to give you all the answers in one go. I guarantee you after these 24 weeks, you will feel like a completely different human. Empowered, focused, motivated, in love with yourself, and on fire for your life again. Go to AliciaTurnerCoaching.com right now to book your free consult call, and I'd love to have you join while spots last. I'll see you there.